Welcome back in the grill room with Bob and Jay. Holy mackerel, it's a new year. That can only mean one thing on the PGA Tour. It's time for the Century Tournament of Champions in Maui. And if you can hear me crying, Jay, I've covered about 25 of those. Not going to be there this year. And brother, I already miss it. It is one unbelievable tournament. And I'm so proud to be here with Jay Randolph Jr. We want to wish everyone a very happy and healthy new year. Let me begin. Jay, how were your holidays?
Very good, Bob. Very, very low key. Spent with the family and very calm and relaxed and festive. So it was good. And I know how much you yearn to be there at the fantastic Kapalua, where it's just, it's heaven smothered in heaven. It's, if you ever get the chance to go to a PGA Tour event other than a major, I would say this would be the one, because the scenery, the elevation, the golf course, the closeness to the players, because not that big crowd, it's a special place. And I think we got a hell of a year, Bob. I mean, we got a great tournament. You know, this used to start the year, as you and I both know. Now with the wraparound season, it's a continuation. But boy, do they have a strong field, obviously, when you've got winners. But, I think it's going to be very interesting to see who's primed and ready on a golf course that, you know, is par 73. And if you don't watch out, we'll jump up and bite you a little.
Oh, it certainly will. And just hearing you describe the golf course makes me miss the Kapalua Villas even more, where we stayed. And in a segment I think we're going to be introducing in the next year or so, wish you were with me, and I'll share two tales that happened in our coverage of this event in Maui. It used to be an extremely popular restaurant on Maui called the Pineapple Grill. Janice and I were at the bar and having dinner, and a couple was alongside of me, and I said, "When are you going to be leaving here?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "We just play it by ear." I said, "Well, when'd you get here?" He said, "November 1st. And I said, "You don't know when you're going to leave?" He said, "Nah, it's no big deal. I'll just call my plane, and they'll come pick me up, and I'll leave." At that point, Jay, he gets up, and he goes to the men's room. So I say to his wife, I said, "If you don't mind me asking, what does your husband do?" She said, he's in shopping centers. I said, "Oh, he owns a shopping center?" She said, "No, he owns 57 of them." I said, "What?" Oh! 57 shopping centers. And when we finally get up to leave, I asked the waiter for my check. He said, "No, that couple took care of it." I mean, never said a word.
Nicely done.
Incredible. The other one that I love sharing, yep, on Thursday nights, we kind of made it a set thing. Java Joe's, a little restaurant down in the village, in this strip mall, but they had entertainment, they had great food. The guy's been running the place for years and years. We go there on a Thursday, we meet this couple from Alaska, and they were down visiting Maui, and they loved it, blah, blah, blah. We spent the night with them. We had a good time. Don't ever hear from them, of course. A year goes by. That Thursday night prior to the start of the tournament, we go down to Java Joe's. We sit at the bar, and I look, sitting right in the spot they were a year ago,
where
the people
are
from Alaska. I said, "Good golly, Miss Molly." They said, "Oh, we loved it." So we came back. But it's just, as you said, Jay, and you said it so well, if you ever have a chance, I mean, going to Maui is one thing. Going to Maui when they have this PGA Tour event is in a league of its own. I mean, there is nothing like it. Well, the end of last year, Jay, we had the Tiger and Charlie show, which is won by John Daly. and his son. I got a kick that we certainly can't call him Little John anymore. He's bigger than Big John. So, and he didn't want to be called Little John. So he's now JD2.
Yep.
And that was fun, seeing John Daly play, seeing Charlie, Tiger's son, play. Did you enjoy the father-son?
I loved it. I was in awe of the kid. You know, as a Tiger fan, I reveled in the shot he hit on 16, the par 3, the final day, when they all, everybody, whether you were 87-year-old Gary Player or 11-year-old Stenson kid, they all played from the same tee. And 12-year-old Charlie Woods hit the closest shot. And, I mean, he looked like he expected, much like his dad, to hit every shot perfect. And he hit every drive almost perfect. I mean, it was just fascinating. And then to see JD2 rolling his rock on the greens, and at the critical point of the golf tournament, John hits the shot of the day and almost holes out from the fairway. It was as good as a silly season event has been in a long time. And I reveled in it, and I think it sends us off to this tournament at the Plantation Course at Kapalua on the 30th anniversary that they play there, into a great start for 2022. I mean, I'm granted, I'm a golf geek, but I'm fired up.
Yeah, and it was just 2 years ago that they did the complete renovation, new fairways, new greens, and they had a gigantic reception, and Ben Crenshaw was there, and I pinched myself. Janice and I sashaying around this cocktail party. Oh, hey, Ben, how you doing?
Ben,
you
know, I mean, the best.
It's like a dream world. You know, and Ben is so nice, and he got his wife Julie to come over, and we shared a cocktail. Golly, I'm going to start crying again.
One of the coolest guys you could ever be around, the nicest guys. I mean, just a fantastic individual, Gentle Ben.
Yeah, Gentle Ben, and golly, two Masters jacket in that locker. He went too gentle around Augusta. Well, we know the weather's going to be nice, probably going to be mixed with winds coming from all directions, but it certainly makes it makes that golf course. And, you know, one of the unique aspects of this tournament is it's a winners-only field. And, you know, they did make room for the Olympic gold medal winner, Xander Schauffele, who hadn't qualified in any other way. There'll be 38 players, Jay, largest field since 1988. And sometimes you remember classic calls that you make while doing play-by-play. I think maybe one of my classic calls, which just came about by pure accident, but remember back to one call I made on the 72nd hole. They said, let's go down to Bob. He's greenside at the 72nd hole. And I go, Stuart Appleby, 3 feet from 3 Pete, and he made the putt and won the event for the third time in a row. Can you imagine?
That's right.
I mean, you win that event once. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You win it back-to-back. Incredible. Win it 3 times in a row, winners only? Good golly, that was something by Stuart Appleby.
No, I mean, he for a couple years there, I mean, he was really strong. And you know, Mickelson's back for the first time in a long time. Two guys standing out to me. Colin Morikawa, who shot 73 in the final round last year. I think he's got a little incentive here to play well. He played well for 3 rounds last year and then had the bad final round. And then Justin Thomas, who, if our listeners may remember, Justin made a comment after one of his putts that was offensive and was talked about. And later that week afterward, Polo dropped him and JT apologized. But, you know, I think this event, JT has some feelings from last year and he'd love to win. But, Bob, good. I mean, like you say, good golly. I mean, this is stronger than grandmother's breath, this field. I mean, Tony Finau, Bryson, who played well last year, Rahm, who played well last year, Harris English, who's defending, your man Kiz, Kevin Na, who can go low, Spieth, Patrick Reed, who always seems to play well. My assistant pro today said, you watch, Victor Hovland's going to win. I said, okay. I mean, Brooks Koepka's there. Sung J.M., who played well last year. I'm excited.
Yeah, Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, this is a golf course that's made for him. So I fully expect that he's going to have a good week. And you did mention the name Kevin Kisner. I got word just the other day from Dwayne Bach, the longtime caddy for Kevin Kisner, a high school friend of mine from back on Long Island. His wife had some other commitments. He's there, and you believe this, with his 21-year-old daughter. He said this is a father-daughter week at Maui, and she's going to be part of the action of her dad caddying for Kevin Kisner. Kis, one of the nicest guys out there. And
here, Bob, you know what? I'm looking on this list down at the end, and we didn't even mention Patrick Cantlay. I mean, the guy that won two of the playoff events. I mean, the health of the game is just phenomenal in terms of how many high-level players there are. And keeping with that, it was interesting that the tour is granting releases in returns for players to playing a green in Pebble in the next few years and some different PGA Tour events, the whole, the Saudi International thing and the European Tour and the Asian Tour. And, you got guys like Phil who said he's going to play and Bryson, and I guess the list will grow.
It's almost amazing to hear that the PGA Tour has to go to its players and say, hey, guys, we'll let you play in Asia, but would you play Pebble Beach for us?
Pebble Beach.
Would you play Pebble Beach for us? Good. Come on.
Bob, Mickelson, and thank goodness, because he needs the money. he got the $8 million first place in the social media deal.
Right.
I mean, I want everybody to think about this for a moment. For either him or somebody representing him, typing stuff on a computer on the websites because he had the most reaction or most visits or viewers, Phil got $8 million.
Yeah. Hey, what?
Tour's got so much money, they don't know what to do.
They gave Tiger $5 million, and he didn't even play in one event.
Yeah. I mean, Sam Snead, I can't imagine what Sam would say.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? That would be incredible. And something else?
But we don't want to sound ancient. It's a new game. It's a new era. And you know what? It's thrilling and exciting. And it's not too long, Bob, before we're going to turn our attention down Magnolia Lane as the Masters invitations are sent out this week.
Yeah, probably the one tournament above all tournaments. And I'd be interested in your opinion, Jay, which I respect so much, that money means the least of any other event on the PGA Tour. The Masters is about winning the Masters. The invitations are out. And can you imagine being in a position to getting an invitation to the Masters and you yell out to your partner and you say, oh, man, I just got the best invitation in my life. And your partner says, where is it to? Heaven? You say, hell no. It's better than that. It's the Masters.
Absolutely. No question about it. There's no place like it. That's it for this week. Just like Maui, there really is no place like it either. We'll be back and talk about the Century Tournament of Champions, and we'll take a look at the next event at Waialae, the Sony Open.
Don't forget, if you'd like to drop us a line or give us your thoughts or opinion on the show, we'd love to hear from you. I'm STL Golf Geek on Twitter, while Bob, the VOG, the voice of golf, Bob Bubka, VOG. Check us out on Twitter.